One of the things Czechs want to focus on during the country's upcoming EU presidency is deepening Europe's relations with Israel. The Czechs are even hoping that a first ever summit between the EU and Israel could be held at some point during the first 6 months of 2009. On Monday, the Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmad Abdul Raed came to Prague for talks with the Czech President Václav Klaus, Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg and other officials. His mission was to make sure that the voice of the Arab world is also heard and that the Czech EU presidency follows a balanced peacemaking policy in the Middle East. I talked to Mr. Raed later on Monday and asked him what Egypt expected of the Czech EU presidency.
We expect three aspects. The first, that the Czech Republic would engage in a very energetic effort to allow the peace process to proceed and even to be concluded during 2009. We hope that the Czech Republic will enhance the effort to ensure success for the Union for the Mediterranean. We finally look forward for Egypt-EU relations enhanced and developing under the presidency of this friendly partner, the Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic is considered one of the leaders of the pro-Israeli faction within the European Union. How do you perceive that?
I do not say that they are pro-Israel. And if they are pro-Israel, then that is a misfortune. They are pro-peace. The important thing is when you decide to draw the Israelis closer to the EU, then you have also to expect that Israel would abide by the peace process and by certain arrangements that are required on the Israelis. I do not think and I do not believe that the Czech Republic accepts settlement activities in the occupied territories. And they told me today that they do not accept them. Don't forget that Czechia also suffered and suffered out of occupations and out of foreign domination. So I do not think that that statement is correct, that the Czech Republic is pro-Israel. The Czech Republic, I think, has to be pro, and they are pro-peace, meaning we expect them to work adopting a balanced policy between Israel and the Palestinians, between Israel and the Arab world. But to say we will support Israel, you will support Israel on what? You will support Israel on its security, well and good, and we understand, and we support the security for everybody. But would you also support to establish a viable Palestinian state, the right of the Palestinians to live in an independent state? That is the answer to your question.
You said that you expect the Czech Republic to go ahead with the peace process in the Middle East. Are there any concrete steps that the Czech Republic, as the country presiding over the European Union, should make, perhaps pressure Israel more?
The issue is not pressuring Israel more. The issue is urging Israel to respond to the call of a settlement. What is needed for a settlement from our point of view, and I think from the international point of view, is that Israel would withdraw from the occupied Palestinian territories, that the building of settlements in the occupied areas would come to an end, that the building of the wall would come to an end. If the Czech Republic can enhance relations with Israel, then as an action of balancing this process, they have also to ask the European Union to enhance relations with the Palestinians, the aggrieved party, the party that asks for justice. So we are hopeful that the EU, under the presidency of the Czech Republic, to keep working for the peace process, but also a balanced peace process based on justice for the Palestinians.
That was the Foreign Minister of Egypt, Ahmad Abdul Raed.